This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Thomas Harding will be joining us momentarily, efforting to get Thomas on the program. He, of course, covers the Rockies for MLB.com.
Heavy lifting there, yeah, man.
Well, man. The Colorado Rockies are going to come into tonight's game at 26-76.
26 wins. It's almost August.
26-76. That's something.
It's all, I mean, look, even coming on the heels of what was a diabolically awful season from the White Sox last year, that they have literally said, not just hold my beer, but hold my keg. I mean, they have so far surpassed the ineptitude of the White Sox, again, which just happened. Like, it's staggering. They're 12-38 on the road. They've got 12 wins on the road. It's almost August.
And they're Pythagorean. Yeah. They're three games unlucky. So 29-73 would be their expected.
11-57 against teams up 500 or above. 11-57.
That's...
Now, they don't have to worry about that this weekend.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm sure Mike Elias has a supercomputer that would tell you the Orioles should, you know, should still win 94 games or whatever.
Well, they'll sweep the Rockies. Thomas Harding's not answering, Bone. We're working on getting Thomas Harding. By the way, the Rockies just traded Ryan McMahon. Their I guess their best player is that the, is am I going out on a limb saying he
I'm not a big Ryan McMahon guy. I don't think he's going to fare very well in New York. I think the Yankees are going to regret not paying the price for Suarez.
Yeah.
And settling for Ryan McMahon.
By the way, Suarez. Would it shock you if he ends up in Seattle with Naylor?
They put it out to their media pretty quickly that they weren't done with Naylor. So no, it wouldn't shock me. They don't have to worry about competing with the Yankees anymore.
And the other part of this, I said this to Ben, and I was being slightly facetious, but it feels like Ryan McMahon is like bargain basement DJ LeMahieu. Like we're doing this all over again. Like that's what they
younger,
think.
But yeah,
yeah. But he's not as good as LeMahieu was.
No. Look, Hunter Goodman's had a great season for them offensively as a catcher. He's their best hitter. There's not a whole lot of there. Michael Toglia will hit the ball at Coors Field out a little bit. McMahon better at home than the road, as most of them are. The pitching staff leaves a lot to be desired.
All right, let's go out to the Window Nation Fan Guest Hotline now. Thomas Harding covers the Rockies for MLB.com, and he joins us now. And Thomas, thank you so much for your time. We appreciate it. So let's start here. I'm going to assume, and I know what happens when you assume, that you didn't think the Rockies were going to be great this year coming into the season. But 26.
No, I didn't. I didn't call for a World Series credential.
But 26-76, man, I don't know if you saw that coming either.
No, nobody really saw that coming at this point. I think that going into the season, they were hoping that Chris Bryant would get healthy. He hasn't been since he got here. They were hoping that they would stay healthy. They lost Ezekiel Tovar, their shortstop, who is the best player on that team. And if you look at this team coming out of the break, where they went 4-2 at home against the Twins and the Cardinals, Tovar was fully healthy, and they look more like a major league team. Okay, it's they're not going to be a world beater, but it looks like a lineup that can, you know, that can compete in the major leagues. And I think that has been kind of the key there, is that they've had a few injuries that have made it worse. They did lose 100 the last 2 years, so like I say, they weren't going to be good, but I don't think they expect it to be this bad. If you go back and look, they had actually been planning for this year to take the step forward, but there was 1 week in 2023 where they had four guys have Tommy John surgery, two on the major league staff, two of their top prospects. They had another two prospects get hurt that year, and some of the guys they expected to be part of the program going forward, whether it was Brendan Rodgers, he didn't really pan out as a long-term solution. David Dahl went to one All-Star game, and he ended up getting non-tendered. So a lot of things have happened with this team, and that's why you have what you have right now.
Well, Thomas, the trade deadline is July 31st, but the Rockies did trade Ryan McMahon to the Yankees. Just how different could this Rockies team look like come August 1st?
I'll tell you what, that is the interesting thing about this, the fact that getting Tovar back and kind of feeling like people are hitting where they should be hitting in the lineup. But you look at this, you look at the lineup without McMahon, you know, there's going to be some inexperience there at third base. They traded for two minor league pitchers that they're going to develop. You think that when you look at the bullpen, there are some young pitchers with really good arms there. Well, guess what? They get you a lot in a trade. So as this team seemed to be getting to the point to where it was going to be a competent major league team, a team that was competitive, they could lose a lot of the guys that will make them competitive. So I'm not sure what this is going to look like after August 1st. I do know that this team has responded well to Warren Schaefer's managing. What they've been able to successfully do, and it's hard to do, is put some of the past behind and just play freer out there. It could be more competitive than the first half, because it's hard to get less competitive record-wise.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
It seems to me one of the few sort of bright spots offensively has been Hunter Goodman, and I saw him a decent amount in the Eastern League and kind of liked him and wasn't sure if he's going to be more of a DH or a first baseman, or, you know what I mean, how things will go behind the plate. But what have your impressions been of him, and do you think they'll hold on to him, or is he a trade chip too?
I don't think he is a trade chip, because it's so hard to get catching here. Mm-hmm. There, with Goodman, you saw him in the Eastern League playing a bunch of positions.
Yeah.
They knew he was a catcher, but they wanted to get that bat to the major leagues. I think he had like 72 home runs in the minor leagues before he ever got to the majors, and it was less than two seasons. This guy is a hitter. The question going forward would be, how much will he be able to preserve that offensive production when he's catching. You don't have very many people catch 120 games here in Colorado. I think Joe Girardi did it a long time ago. So you're going to need to pair him with another catcher and DH him a bit. But, yeah, he is a star, an all-star this year. I will say, though, Ezekiel Tovar's numbers, when you see him this weekend in Baltimore, you'll understand how much he means to this team.
We're talking with Thomas Harding. It's Inside Access here on The Fan. Thomas, is there anybody in the rotation that you really like, even though maybe the numbers don't say a whole lot?
Is Dolander going to develop?
Yeah, I think Dolander will develop. Here's what happens here, is that when you're coming through the system, you have to pitch in Albuquerque, which is a far worse place to pitch than Denver. Okay, so what happens is you go through and you're telling pitchers, hey, you're doing well, while they're sitting there staring at a 70 or 8, and they're developing some bad habits. So what's happening is they're actually rushing pitchers to the major leagues and letting them kind of struggle here and then figure out exactly what they need. Then they go back to Albuquerque and come back. So I think Dolander will develop. Kyle Freeland, the numbers don't look good. He does get hurt a lot by balls in play, but Kyle Freeland is a good major league pitcher. The questions that you're going to have as the deadline approaches: Austin Gomber, who will be pitching Sunday against the Orioles. First two times through the order, he's been really good. Last time he struggled, but he missed much of the year. He missed the beginning of the season with a shoulder injury. Germán Márquez, he's out now with soreness in the shoulder. Will Antonio Senzatella, it seems like he's getting better, but 2 years off with Tommy John, that's really hurt this rotation. But again, with Senzatella, with Márquez, and with Gomber, do they go at the trade deadline?
Well, Thomas, let's end on a high note. Pretty cool moment during MLB's draft, Ethan Holliday being selected by the Rockies. Just your reaction to that.
I'll tell you, Ethan, I remember him as an infant.
Yes.
When Matt Holliday was going to the World Series and you had the toddler Jackson Holliday, I remember standing on the field as he was holding his kids. Ethan Holliday looks more like Matt Holliday than Jackson does. Jackson is, a lot more wiry, a little shorter. Ethan looks like he is going to be that big monster corner bat that his father was. I don't think he'll stay at shortstop, but they're going to give him the opportunity. I would love to see him in the outfield, actually, eventually. Mm-hmm. But Ethan Holliday, he was, I think, the best player in the draft. Obviously, the team's drafting ahead, especially the Nationals. They had other priorities, but Ethan Holliday should be pretty good with the Colorado Rockies. And you hope it's soon, but with a high school player, you have to be a little bit careful, as you found with Jackson kind of getting there quickly, having to take a step back.
Thomas Harding covers the Rockies for MLB.com. Thomas, thank you so much for your time. We appreciate it. Enjoy Charm City.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Coming up next, hey, it's a Friday. Best bets with our own Beltway Ben Hall. Jason will give you probably a couple, maybe some Malbo?
Malbo. I have not looked. I haven't played that. They don't play again until Tuesday. Yeah. I have not looked at Malbo. I'll probably be on Malbo, but I've not looked at those odds yet.
That's next here on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
MLB.TV is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! Woo! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.TV. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.